Welcome back to Saturday with Claire Byrne. We have Marcella Corcoran-Kennedy, Fine Gael, Niall Collins, Fianna Fáil, Michael Clifford from The Examiner and Nolene Blackwell, Director of the Free Legal Advice Centre. Now, is our property market heading from bust to boom? Well, at a conference yesterday set up to examine Ireland's economic policy after the bailout, Professor Ronan Lyons from Trinity College set out the state of the property market, and we'll speak to Ronan in a moment. But first, our reporter Michael Lawless went to Athy in County Kildare to talk to people there about the property market and the outlook for the town.
There's very few people out on the streets today. Is it always this quiet?
I remember a Athy in the old days when they had a fair day in it, and Athy was the town in Leinster. It's very quiet altogether, and people are saying it, like, that things are not picking up in the town, like, you know, and things like that. And this thing about the recession being over, well, the recession is not over in Athy anyway for the people anyway, do you know.
So how is the property market in Athy?
Brutal.
Why?
Well, I've lost 250 grand on the price of my house since 07, so.
And can you move?
No.
And what are the banks saying to you?
Nothing. I have to pay off what I owe before I move. So I make a loss of three quarters of what I paid for it. So it doesn't financially pay to move.
So what's your plan then? How are you going to recoup from this?
Just tough it out.
You don't sound like you've an Athy accent. Did you come down here for the commuter belt?
Yeah, Dublin.
When things were good, or?
07. It was alright back then, but it's... You can't get out here now. Ask anyone from Dublin that's down here. Can't get out.
And is there a lot of people in Dublin that want to get out of Athy now?
I'd say about 80% of them. But they'd move back to Dublin tomorrow if they could. They can't afford it, so.
Are you working?
Yeah, unfortunately, no.
Athy was one of the towns that's seen a lot of new development in the boom. Do you think you'll see new development anytime soon? Maybe in the next 10 years here?
Well, we have a small business here in Athy now, and we're just barely keeping the doors open. We can't see anything else coming along the line. There's a lot of houses, a lot of businesses for sale, as you can see from along here, every second house.
Are you disappointed or angry over how Athy is?
I'm not angry, I'm just disappointed that Athy is just one of the forgotten towns. The footpaths are uneven, and the traffic is horrendous trying to get up and down the town. So I suppose that's why people don't come to Athy anymore.
Michael also spoke to an estate agent in the town of Athy about what's selling and who is buying.
My name is Jim Fingleton from Fingleton & Company Auctioneers in Athy. We're 32 years in Athy, and I'm 39 years an auctioneer. So people are ringing now and making appointments and want to see houses. And that is the first time it has happened in 7 years.
So the state of Athy at the moment is good?
I wouldn't say good. But there are inquiries now and people want to buy. And they want to buy because houses are cheap. The problem with Athy starts in around 2000. In 2000, lots of people commuted from Dublin. And these people came down, bought houses for 100,000 and 150,000. And then the houses actually peaked, same three-bedroom semi, probably peaked at around 2008 for about 250,000. Today, those houses will make something under 100,000, the average run of those houses that peaked at 250,000. The thing has improved. It hasn't improved for all those people who bought between 2000 and 2014 because they're all in negative equity. You know, and most of these people cannot afford to sell because they're in negative equity. And the banks are not lending. That's another problem. So we would find the people who are buying are mainly cash buyers who are Irish, non-nationals. The Polish guy who came to work here predominantly sent his money home to Poland, and now he's asking for the money to come back to Poland so he can buy a house. And he's been renting here during the time. Now, half the Poles have left and gone home, and half that are still here that were renting are now buying.
And is there a rental market in Athy?
There isn't that much employment in Athy. There is a rental market that is a social welfare rental market. That are people that are being... The government realise, why pay a subsidy of £900 a house in Dublin when they can come down and rent a better house in Athy for £450? And that is the market that we have. And that's the only market we have.
What about first-time buyers? Are they getting mortgages?
We haven't seen them. Now, we haven't seen any first-time buyers coming in here. There's very, very few first-time buyers. There is an estate which sold houses which were making 450,000, and it's went into liquidation, and the banks were selling it. And there's a few first-time buyers. So these guys would be accountants and very well qualified guys, guys who are working in public service jobs. The banks are taking no risk, absolutely no risk, and they're lending 75% in a no-risk situation. And I'm not asking them to take huge risks, but there's more than accountants and guards looking for houses. The people of Athy have a problem. There's lots of people who bought in Athy as a first, as a starter home. So they came down here to buy a starter home with the intention of buying a small house, and then we're going to move to a bigger house, and we're going to move near to Dublin, or we're going to get a detached house. They got the first rung on the ladder. And all those people are in negative equity. And some of those people are in apartments, and they can't move. That's not suitable for rearing children, right? Or they're in a very, very small three-bedroom semi that they never intended staying in. But the banks can't see the bigger picture there. They can't see it, and they have to. Banks are putting pressure on the buy-to-lets to sell. But these buy-to-lets will do, and no one is building, because no one can afford to build. So there's obviously things are going to go up. So, and they're just going to have to let these people move along with their negative equity. You know, the banks will still have an asset, or else everything will stagnate. No builder is building a house in any part of County Kildare.
That was Jim Fingleton there from Fingleton Auctioneers in Athy, speaking to Michael Lawless.